The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently minus 2 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Brianna Sherman, and here are today's headlines. Planes, trains, and vaccinations, controversial decision to kill deer, and will new management help the Habs? In early October, the federal government announced mandatory vaccination for employees across air and rail travel. Starting today, the requirement extends to travelers as well. Heading into the holiday season, these restrictions may ruin some travel plans. Here's Kathleen Gannon with more. So, Kathleen, what does this mean for unvaccinated people looking to travel?
Well, it's pretty quiet here at Gaston's Hall this morning. Social distancing is being enforced. Everyone's wearing a mask and their phones are out, ready for their vaccination proof to be scanned. When this was put in place a month ago, the grace period was given to unvaccinated travelers. This allowed passengers to board so long as they had a negative PCR test within 72 hours. The idea being that it allowed them to get enough time for have to have their shot. While that accommodation ends today, anybody without two doses is out of luck.
And how is this being enforced?
A vaccine passport is in effect, and it needs to be shown with valid ID. A particular concern is falsified documents that are becoming more common as a way for travelers to skirt restrictions. Passengers found in violation could be fined up to $5,000, though. Travelers are not alone. Via Rail employees who did not begin their vaccine process by mid-November were placed on administrative leave. Vaccinated traveler Mike Brown seems relieved with the vaccine mandate.
I wouldn't be comfortable traveling today if people on board weren't vaccinated. If they wore a mask, I mean, okay, maybe they would double mask themselves, okay, but still, you know, I'd rather be with people who are vaccinated, especially in a close, confined space.
And what does this mean for the travel industry?
With unvaccinated employees forced to take time off, staff shortages can be expected across air and rail sectors. Over 10% of Quebec's eligible population is still unvaccinated, so going into the holidays, these individuals will either have to stay at home or find transportation beyond planes and trains.
Thank you, Kathleen. The new restrictions for travelers entering Canada come into effect today. The tourism sector has been affected since the beginning of the pandemic. In Montreal, there were 75% less tourists in 2021 than there were in the summer of 2019. The tourism industry is waiting to see if more restrictions are going to affect them further. Véronique Morin has the story for us.
While the Montreal tourism industry was hopeful to see an increased number of tourists coming to the city, the Omicron variant changed their plans. Francis Bouchard, communication manager for Tourism Montreal, explained that these news really affected them.
The Omicron variant of concern is something that brings a little chaos in all of this equation.
Bouchard explained that for now, they don't know what to expect from it.
So we're a little waiting to see what are the effects of this variant, how the vaccine protects, what's the virulence of this new variant.
For Dr. Michael Callan, the vaccine remains the most effective tool to stop the spread of the virus. He explained that the new restrictions are necessary even though they might affect travelers.
It's a balance. We want people to have freedom of travel, but we also have to keep our cities and our schools and our workplaces safe. And so this is a balance where...
He believes that these new restrictions are way better than the previous ones we had.
When we consider all the possible measures, from hotels to testing to doing nothing, vaccination seems to be a good middle ground that allows the most freedom and provides the most protection.
Véronique Morin for Concordia News.
Over 18,000 people have been waiting over a year for surgery in Quebec, which is 8 times what it was right before the pandemic started. Right now, over 150,000 people are waiting for an operation in Quebec. The province hopes to reduce that number by a third by March 2023. Ideally, they'd increase the number of surgeries performed per month, but now that COVID numbers are rising again and with the new Omicron variant, any improvements may be put on hold. The Quebec education program is facing backlash when it comes to representation. The Quebec government met with Indigenous Affairs this morning to announce measures in education. I'm here with Abigail Jersey to discuss what the government has to say. So, Abigail, what announcements were made this morning?
Almost $20 million will be going towards three important changes in education: developing school material that considers the realities of Indigenous peoples, the construction of housing and professional services to help Indigenous students transition, and the changes in the curriculum.
And who will be part of making these changes and developments?
It was made clear that all education changes are in partnership with Indigenous leaders. Table Representative for First Nations, Denis Grolouy, read a statement from Chief Martin referring to the importance of the collaboration.
Our truth must be known to ensure that the future generations of leaders know who we are and work with us, not imposed on us. The content of literature and course content can only be written and agreed upon by my colleagues, Inuit, and First Nation.
What additional measures are important to Indigenous affairs?
They say not only is it important the curriculum to introduce a fair representation of Indigenous peoples in Quebec history, but to introduce concepts related to Indigenous history and culture as early as possible in school.
And what had the Quebec curriculum looked like when it comes to Indigenous representation in history?
There is very little. In the Quebec education program, it highlights understanding Iroquois society by learning events on a timeline. The examples they give refer to Columbus's discovery and Cartier's voyages, without contextualizing the tragedies associated with these events. Students receive very little information on other truths about Indigenous culture and history.
Thank you, Abigail. The deer population in downtown Longueuil continues to be a growing problem. Even the city's newly appointed mayor, Catherine Fournier, is still in favor of killing the deer in order to balance the ecosystem. Curtis Savage joins us at Michel Chartrand Park in downtown Longueuil. So, Curtis, do you see any deer around?
Well, I think they might be hiding from me because I haven't seen any deer yet, but some of the locals who I spoke with also were hoping to see deer today. As of a recent study, they estimate that there are 50 to 70 deer at Michel Chartrand Park now, and I spoke to Sylvie Gauthier, a local from Longueuil, who thinks that there could be other possible solutions. She had this to say about what could what should happen to the deer community.
I understand because I've got some people that I know that lives in the house there, and it's really becoming a burden. I would have preferred that they move them than kill them for nothing.
How has the new mayor been handling this situation?
Well, the mayor announced in last night's council meeting that the city would return to their plan from last year to reduce the excess deer community. This recommendation comes from a committee that was tasked with finding a solution for the overpopulated ecosystem. The committee is worried that moving the deer to a different location would be difficult and could likely injure some of the deer during their transport. And the Longueuil community was not happy with the past mayor's decision to kill the deer community. And up until tonight, Mayor Fournier has been well-received, the new mayor, especially after reducing her yearly salary from $185,000 to $120,000.
Aren't there any other solutions to protect these deer?
When this discussion started last year, there was a plan to sedate the deer and move them to local wilderness, but there were no mentions of that plan last night. Others have also mentioned a plan where a portion of the deer are sterilized. The worry that they have is that since female deer can reproduce within the first year of their life, this problem will continue to grow over time. But a recent study shows that the deer are becoming sick and damaging the surrounding ecosystem, so the government feels this is a problem that needs to be sorted quickly.
Thank you, Curtis. Don't plan on moving into the new Royal Mount condo development in TMR just yet. They might not be built. Mayor Peter Malouf doesn't plan on doing any rezoning and will not approve any residential building in the area. He says it's not what the majority wants. The Metropolitan and DeCary expressways are already packed from the industrial and commercial use in the area. The current plans include 4,500 residential units. Malouf says we don't need condos bringing in any more vehicle traffic. A company's green record matters. A new study found that environmental performance is a growing concern for investors when choosing where to invest. Margaret, tell me more about the investors' concerns.
Yeah, okay, so basically the study was just tracking what investors value and important trends in the industry. And one of this year's biggest trends for the year 2021 was environmental concern. 3/4 of respondents are looking to divest from companies with a poor environmental track record.
And the environment is not the only concern of investors?
Yeah, that's right. Investors also care about social and governance issues. Half of investors feel that companies are not transparent when it comes to social, governance, and environmental issues. They don't think companies accurately report revenue growth or required capital and risk. 89% of investors call for mandatory global standards for reporting environment, social, and governance issues.
And the pandemic has impacted investors' views on the environment?
Yes, 90% of investors care more about environmental, social, and governance performance than they did before the COVID-19 pandemic. Many said that they shifted their priorities, especially for environment, based on the potential for green recovery.
So have investors actually acted on their environmental concerns?
However, the thing is, They said that they want to like become more brand environment, and they want things to be companies to be greener and invest in green reported companies. But when you actually look on action, it doesn't really reflect that, because only 49% of those surveyed updated their investment policies, and only 44% revamped their risk management strategies to go in line with their environmental concerns. So therefore, there's been a they have been slow to like change their actual way they proceed and like their actual investment strategies. So therefore, it seems that while they do care more, it's not really translating that much.
Thank you, Margaret. Montreal's growth rate is shrinking. A 2021 report from Quebec Statistics Institute states that the pandemic has hit Montreal the hardest. The city has gone from having one of the highest growth rates in Quebec to one of the lowest. The borders closing in March 2020 has resulted in a drastic decrease in the number of immigrants and non-permanent residents. The report also says that about 20% of Montreal's population is over 65, and there are 130 women for every 100 men in that demographic. So to all the men in the dating pool, you're in luck. Montreal Canadiens general manager Marc Bergevin was fired last Saturday following the team's recent lack of success. After reaching the Stanley Cup Finals last year, the Canadiens have won the worst season start of their 110-year history. Two other senior managers of the team were also fired in the Canadiens' house cleaning. Yannick Lepage spoke with Brendan Kelly, who writes the What the Puck column for the Montreal Gazette. He thinks it will take a while for these changes to show their effects on the ice.
Like, I don't think you'll see any impact from the team really probably this season, right? Like, if anyone thinks, oh, geez, they're going to turn the Habs around, they won't. It's more like, will they have stuff in place for next season?
Are there known candidates for the position?
One of the prominent candidates is Matthew Darche. There's the guy, Martin Madden, who I believe is with Anaheim. There's also Patrick Waugh, of course, is another name that's out there. Daniel Briere, who's a former player. That I'm hearing a lot about Daniel Briere. But, you know, who knows? Those are, you know, maybe they'll come out with someone else. But these are the names that are being openly speculated about in the media right now.
The ability of the new GM to speak French and English seems to be a priority. Does that narrow down the field and could affect the quality of the candidates that come out on top?
100%. I mean, obviously it does. I mean, look, I understand that Jeff Molson is concerned about having a general manager and a coach who can speak French. But, you know, when you think about it, it radically narrows it down because it essentially limits it to people from Quebec or, you know, French-speaking Canada. So it makes it that much harder, that's for sure.
And once the new management team will be in place, do you see major changes to the team that's on the ice happening?
100%. I mean, they're the third worst team in the National Hockey League. It's a very bad situation. So radical change is needed. What that'll be, we don't know.
That was Yannick Lepage speaking with Brendan Kelly, who writes the What the Puck column for the Montreal Gazette. The Ball brothers face off in an NBA game. An Argentinian soccer player breaks his own record. And the Habs didn't appear very inspired by the management changes during their game last night. Here's Hannah Sabrin with your sports news.
Turned it over to Horvat, right in front, scores! What a pass!
That goal was scored by Montreal Canadiens center Ryan Poling. He scored the only goal for his team last night. The team lost to the Vancouver Canucks with a score of 2-1. This was their first game since the general manager was replaced, and they played a lackluster game.
Lonzo Ball, wide open. Say goodnight.
Give me the hot sauce.
The Ball brothers went head-to-head on the basketball court last night. LaMelo and Lonzo are on separate NBA teams. LaMelo plays for the Charlotte Hornets, and Lonzo plays for the Chicago Bulls. Even though it was a tight game, Lonzo made the winning basket. He helped his team finish on top with a score of 133-119.
Fourth and goal, and it is caught! And the signal is touchdown!
The Washington football team beat the Seattle Seahawks last night. Even though the Seahawks started strong with a 6-yard touchdown, Washington surpassed them and won 17-15. This is Washington's third win in a row.
And the winner is...
Lionel Messi.
Lionel Messi.
Lionel Messi won his seventh Ball d'Or for the best soccer player. The ceremony was held in Paris last night. This event recognizes star soccer players from around the world. Messi has played with Barcelona for most of his career. The Argentinian soccer player broke his own record of awards won. The event organizers then lit the Eiffel Tower to celebrate his win.
Thank you, Hannah. Movember is coming to an end, so shave your faces, unless your mustache is the next Van Gogh. Montrealer Henry Myers is painting Starry Night with his mustache to raise money for men's health. He paints exclusively with his mustache and hasn't even picked up a paintbrush since high school. This will be his 11th mustache painting, and it will go to the person who donates the most money to his Movember page. It's beginning to feel a lot like winter in Montreal. We'll continue to see flurries this week, with temperatures hovering around zero, but on Thursday, rain and a high of 6. The start of the weekend will be sunny but cold, -4 on Friday and -8 on Saturday. And on Sunday, we'll see about a centimeter of snow and a temperature of -5. That's your news to 1131. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Brianna Sherman.